don't mind. The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. This is the final power segment. And today I'm talking about saving money and eliminating debt in 2020. If you are just joining me, I'm Jay. I'm your friend. If you're just listening to the podcast, this is the summary of saving money and eliminating debt in 2020. Because I was blown away over the holidays. I've seen people before have financial goals in their upcoming year as a resolution, as an actual written goal, maybe as a passion to pursue. But health is almost always, 7 of the last 10 years, it has been health and your body as number one. And it's interesting, this year, for the first time in 3 years, the number one and number two resolutions are to save money and eliminate debt. So there's 330 million Americans, usually maybe 40 to 50 million Americans have a goal of saving money or eliminating debt this year. This is a Wall Street Journal article. There's also a CNBC article that I reference. You can go and Google them, that 98 million Americans want to save money. And that is an astronomical number because that's almost like 27 to 29% of the full population. But if you take out all the children of 330 million people in the United States, there's only 260 million of them that are over 18. Hey, I don't know many five-year-olds that have the goal of saving money and eliminating debt. If they do, they're either way ahead of their time or way behind, depending on what one of their goals it is. But if 98 million Americans have the goal of eliminating debt and saving money, that literally stopped me in my tracks over the holidays. I literally have read over 157 articles between giving out presents at Christmas and today. So I read a lot, and this one article, just by the simple fact of taking 89 million divided by 260, that is unbelievable. That's 35% of all adults, almost 40% of all adults have a finance or savings-based goal. And here's the point. The point is that at the same time that you might be one of the individuals that has the goal of saving money or eliminating debt, the thing that concerns me the most, that's 40% of the Americans. If you line up 100% of the adults, 35, 40% of them are saying they want to eliminate debt or save money. Well, I know for a fact that I've studied this, 40%, another 4 out of 10 of those Americans, are one paycheck away from being totally broke, as defined by the inability to even make a $400 payment out of savings. So how do we bridge that gap? That's a big, big gap between goals and reality. And I'm telling you, the big takeaway that I want you to get from this show is that it is achievable, but as in anything else in life, it's not going to be simple. Now, it might be easy. It's very, very easy. I have 7 steps, 3 of which can bring you there. But it's not going to be easy because changing your habits are difficult. I did it in a couple fashions over the holiday. I was constantly watching football and watching radio. I'm watching TV shows. And I said, stop. And it took me a couple days to just shut off the TV and start reading. And now I've already read the book, The Shack. I've already read the book by Bill O'Reilly, America According to Trump. Great, great books. And I will continue to read them. But you have to change your behavior if you want to save money or eliminate debt. And here's the reality. Out of all of the individuals that I've sat down with in the mortgage industry, well over 25,000 plus credit reports that I've pulled, the number one reason why people can't eliminate debt and then save money is because you don't have reserves. And that's why Dave Ramsey, some of the biggest takeaways here is write this down. You can tune into Dave Ramsey's Solution Podcast because here are the 7 baby steps. Number one, if you want to save money or eliminate debt, the number one thing that you have to do is first start the habit. And you start the habit by just saying, I am going to set aside $1,000 in the next 30 days and put it in a safe somewhere, a shoebox, a little savings account at the bank at the end of the street, as emergency reserve. Well, Jay, I can't do that. I don't make enough money. Well, I'm sure you can't, because Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, you are correct. You're hung by the tongue. You're limited by your thought. Stop it. Wash your brain out. My son made $4,000 last summer as a 15-year-old. You can come up with $1,000 in the next 30 days. I mean, by God, my Vishla, my dog Redford, introduced me to a couple that I helped with a mortgage. If a dog can do something financially, you sure can. You just can't have wimpy, whiny excuses anymore. Stop it. Wash out the way you think. Because even through Craigslist, I guarantee you, no matter who you are, I could come over to your house or your apartment and I could sell $250 worth of stuff on Craigslist by Monday. Guarantee it. I've done it all the time. You can do it too. I want you to be confident and do it. Number two is that you have to start to do the snowball of your debt, the small ones first, and just get rid of it. There's the debt elimination. But 20% of it is systematically driven, and 80% of it is driven through your behavior. So if you want to call me at 719-330-1457, 330-1457, I'm not talking about buying a house now. I'm not talking about buying investment property. If you just want to sit down with me for 30 minutes to say, Jay, I just want to get a game plan to how I can save money or eliminate debt, I'll sit down with you. Now, I charge $150 an hour. That's $75 just for 30 minutes. So you want to take me up on it. But the biggest thing that will help you save money and eliminate debt in 2020 is baby step number three. And that's build a 3 to 6 month reserve in a bank account covering all of your expenses. So if you have $5,000 worth of bills every single month that have to be paid, that means I will help you get a strategy to get $15,000 to $30,000 over the next 6 to 18 months in savings. Now, I didn't talk about buying a house or anything. I'm talking about those three steps. Emergency reserve, eliminate your debt, get 3 to 6 months. That's the biggest way that you're going to eliminate debt, and then you can start to focus on saving money. You can get automatic money taken out of your account. That's step number four, to start to put aside 10% or more of your gross earnings to retirement. You can start to do step number five, which is save for college, 6, pay off your house early, and 7, build wealth. But that is the process, my friends. And Kelsey and I covered healthy body, healthy life, the number three resolution of building a healthy lifestyle in 2020. So there you have it, all in one podcast, things that you need to focus on and tools to get it done. And as I state at the end of every single show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He'd help you get that, deliver that to you, because that's what I have in you, the radio listener, someone that I would serve every week, every month, throughout the whole year, because you add value. Please don't forget to sign up for my investment property class on Tuesday, January 21st at 6:30 p.m. Go to churchillcolorado.com to get it done. Pull down the classes and events tab and sign up for that investment property 101 class. And if all of that was gibberish to you, just call me at 719-330-1457 and say, Jay, get me into the class and help me with that 30-minute consultation on refinancing, buying a house, or even setting up a budget and eliminating debt and saving money. Till next week, The Jay Garvin Show. Have a great weekend.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. Be happy now.